It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Myrtle with KRWG News. The Texas Democratic Party is trying to contact 1 million unregistered voters. As KERA's Brett Jaspers reports, it's an effort to get people registered before November.
The deadline to register to vote in Texas is October 5th. Early voting starts the following week. Luke Warford is with the Texas Democrats. He says through phone calls and text messages, they'll direct people to a website to get the registration process started.
We know people don't have a printer, so we print out their application for them. We know a lot of people don't have a stamp or an envelope, so we send them a postage paid pre-addressed envelope.
Warford said there's no master list of unregistered voters, but they're using data sets of people who've recently moved and consumer data to find people to contact. He didn't give a goal for how many they hope will follow through with registering. The Texas Democrats say it's their biggest week-long registration effort in history, and they'll target younger voters and voters of color. The Republican Party of Texas didn't respond to a request asking about their registration goals. I'm Brett Jaspers in Dallas.
Moving on, the national unemployment rate dropped in August to 8.4%. In July, it was just over 10%. Also in July, New Mexico's jobless rate was over 12%. One reason is that people who were temporarily furloughed are now actually looking for jobs. That's according to New Mexico Workforce Solutions Secretary Bill McCamley. He told KUNM's Khalil Ekulona that while New Mexico's unemployment trust fund will likely be depleted, his department has borrowed money from the federal government to extend benefits.
This is something that almost half the states in the country are now doing. Mm-hmm. You borrow money from the federal government to boost your fund for however long you need, and then, yes, you eventually have to pay it back, but at least until the end of the year, that's also at 0% interest. So what that means, people getting unemployment don't need to worry. The other thing that they do need to kind of take note of, though, is in New Mexico, you have a length of time of 26 weeks when you are eligible for standard unemployment programs. But as part of the CARES Act was to extend people's eligibility for unemployment by 13 weeks. So if someone is running out of their weeks, all they have to do is go to their online account in the week that they have exhausted their regular benefits, click apply for benefits. There's a really short form. Should take you about 3 minutes to fill out, and then you'll be on for another 13 weeks and have all of the same exact benefits that you were having before.
Okay. We talked to the New Mexico Center on Law and Poverty. They said that the Department of Workforce Solutions overpaid some people. Did this happen? And if so, why?
If you remember back in April with the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program, mm-hmm. the need for that was so great that we rushed like crazy to be able to get that program implemented so we could get money in people's pockets. The Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program for the self-employed required tax records for people to verify their income. We thought, hey, look, the Internal Revenue Service at the time extended their deadline for people filing their taxes into July. So we said, hey, look, you can turn in your 2018 or your 2019 taxes. That next week, we got updated rules from the Department of Labor saying they had to be 2019 taxes. But unfortunately, a lot of people had either uploaded their 2018 taxes or they hadn't filed their 2019 taxes yet at all. Mm-hmm. And so what that created was after 3 weeks, we had to go through and say, if you haven't gotten your most recent information in, we have to bring you down to the minimum benefit. And if you've already got 3 or 4 weeks of payments, obviously that means you have an overpayment. What our system does is trigger that as fraud. Now, we have been working as hard as we can with claimants in that situation. And as soon as people did upload their 2019 taxes, we've been working as hard as we can to fix that situation and make sure that people get the benefits that they earn.
The center also told us that legally, you all are supposed to provide translation services, and that isn't happening as it should. What are the barriers with getting translation services, and how are you all working on that?
On our phone lines, we actually have translation services available in Spanish. We have a complete Spanish line. Furthermore, we use a translation company to help with individuals who call in. I think there's 26 or 27 different languages that this service provides, and we're able to help make sure that they've got the translation services they need to get help. We're working very hard to get our website completely translated into Spanish. And we were working on that pretty hard right before the pandemic hit. And then all of our resources had to go to getting all these new CARES Act things put into place. Now, We have resumed working on that, and our goal was to get it up by Labor Day. Unfortunately, with the Lost Wages Assistance Program that just came out, that's a whole new program with a whole new federal agency, FEMA, that we're working with, and it's required us to make sure our resources kind of get put into that so we can get money to people's pockets. But as soon as that's over, you know, we're going to get right back on the horse and work on getting the website process up and running so we can get it fully accessible in Spanish. So we'll try to get that up as soon as we possibly can.
Can you put a date on that?
I cannot, because we're working really right now on that Lost Wages Assistance Program, the $300 per week. I understand that people need services and the translation is critical, but people also need money in their pockets right now.
All right. He is Secretary of Workforce Solutions, Bill McCamley. Thank you very much for being with me again.
Thank you, Khalil.